Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Monday. I hope you had a good Monday, a good weekend. I just hope you're good. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been hanging out the entirety of the show. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It don't matter if you're on the West Coast, the East Coast, overseas, over a border. What's up, Canada? I appreciate you. And if you've missed a minute of the show, do you utilize technology? Do you have a phone? Do you have apps on your phone? You got the free Odyssey app, don't you? You should. Hit rewind. Listen anytime. Listen to the whole show. Hit pause. Go from your house to the car. Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. People tuned in. SiriusXM channel 158. And everybody who has a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. Thank you so much to Alex Shapiro from NBC Sports Chicago. He came on by, talked to us about some of the enthusiasm surrounding Caleb Williams. He played in his first preseason game, and naturally, of course, some people are high on him. Some people are just like, let's relax just a little bit. Thank you to Bill Bender for joining from the Sporting News as we talked about the preseason AP Top 25 poll in college football. Of course, the Georgia Bulldogs are sitting there at number one for now. I think they'll be there throughout the entirety of the season. And damn it, must I remind you, we have 12 teams that are going to be in a college football playoff this upcoming year. And so just about half of the AP Top 25, the majority of the names and the teams out of there, they'll probably get into the playoff. Best majority of them, I'd say. Hey, thank you to Antoine Staley. He came by, talked to us, representing the New York Daily News. Wild news this afternoon when we learned that Hassan Reddick, sack master for the New York Jets, who's never played a snap, never played a down, never practiced, The New York Jets traded a third-round pick, potentially a second-round pick for this man in March. Today, he formally requested a trade. I mean, from all the reports and news that we get, there's been some massive miscommunications as to whether or not Hassan Reddick was going to get a new deal, or whether or not the Jets were going to give him one before or after. Bottom line is, today, he still doesn't have a deal. And he's formally requested a trade. Things like this only happen to the New York Jets. Like, their teams, you know, silly things happen. I think Raiders, I think about bad things happening away from the field. I think Jets, I just think comedy, right? Rex Ryan with the feet, Brett Favre with his phone, Mark Sanchez with the butt fumble and the hot dog. And come on, man, the New York Jets had a head coach that quit before his press conference. That guy's name was Bill Belichick, okay? At least Hassan Reddick didn't send in his trade request, you know, on a napkin. And we have no idea what's going to take place with this man. Is he going to be a Jet? Are the Jets going to pay him? Is he just going to show up eventually? A disgruntled guy showing up and then he gets paid? We have no idea. Wild stuff. And then, of course, we talked about the Olympics. The men won, the women won on the basketball side. Man, you could look at Saturday afternoon, Team USA women, the soccer team won. Jordan Chiles, it looks official. They're taking away her bronze medal because of a challenging error. The Olympics are finished. I mean, you can sit down and watch the Paralympics if you want to watch some of the greatest feats from people who are told they can't do this. If you want to be inspired, yes, watch the Paralympics, but we're going to blink, and then it's going to be college football next week, and then the NFL will be here before you know it. And dare I say, man, we might be looking at Labor Day before we know it. Soak in all the time. Soak in the summer while you have it. Time flies. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, time goes by fast, people. Soak it up. Todd is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Todd?
Hey, JR, what's up, brother?
How are you? What's up?
Good, brother, good. Here's the thing, JR. I want to give a congratulations to Simone Biles, her whole entire gymnastic team, and all the Olympics. We really needed this Olympics with the 2019, with the COVID and all that. It was really good for all of us.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to see. Yeah, the last Olympics was scheduled for Tokyo in 2020, and we know that that was delayed. There were no fans, no spectators. It took place right in 2021, and next up, 2028, in Los Angeles. It's going to be interesting to see how many adjustments and changes we have between now and then. You know, is Simone Biles going to come back? You know, at that point. Yep. Because what is she, 27, 28 right now?
Yeah, I think maybe she's going to start a family. I'm not sure.
Well, I think she said she's 27 years old. Now, if she can come back and be a 31-year-old gymnast, then God bless her, okay? But I guess if anybody could do it, she can.
10-4, brother. Take care.
Thank you, Todd, for calling from Maryland. It's crazy. Remember Gabby Douglas? Gabby Douglas is a year older than her. When's the last time we saw Gabby? Was Gabby Douglas in Brazil? I don't even know. Damn. Almost the same age. I haven't seen Gabby Douglas in forever. My Lord. Simone Biles, she's different. And oh, yeah, by the way, if you want to know about the medal count, the United States of America, and we basically sent 600 athletes out there. We walked away with 126 medals total. China finished second with 91 medals. But when it came down to gold medals, the U.S. got 40 gold medals. China tied with us at 40. And Japan ended up with 20 gold medals. And so the United States of America, I mean, I guess this is the part about, having everybody and their mother, you know, kind of coming to the United States of America to live the lifestyle, to have the best facilities, to have the best environments. We get the best of everything. I guess that applies to all sports as well, right? Hickey, what are we not good at besides football, the one you kick?
Oh, you know what we're really bad at?
Oh, here we go. What is it? Not breakdancing. Don't say it.
No. Oh, okay. Not going to say breakdancing. The track relays.
Oh, boy. Oh, come on. They had a 60-year-old in the race. Man, they couldn't handle the baton. They got disqualified. Come on.
Exactly right. I mean, how we have, as a country, we have failed to figure out how the hell to pass a baton from one person to the next.
Right.
All these years, continuing, I beats me.
Damn. You sound like Carl Lewis, man. You been talking to Carl?
I respect Carl. Well, why? Couldn't make him the coach?
Man, he be getting in their ass about all of this.
Yeah, he sounds like he knows what he's, well, he clearly knows what he's talking about. Get Carl out there and coach these guys up.
Yeah, the last time I looked, because I was actually down there a year ago or so, he was coaching track and field at in Houston.
Hmm.
And so why they can't get him now, I don't know. Maybe he's busy. Maybe they don't want him. I don't know. It's tough. But in a general sense, we're good at everything except for some, let's just say, some of the sports that our country left behind, okay? So soccer, we suck at soccer, unless it's the women.
Men's soccer stinks.
Yeah, men's soccer sucks. And then we haven't necessarily picked up on cricket yet because we don't play no cricket, man. We'll play no cricket. You play cricket?
No. Don't even know how to.
Yeah. Well, remember, they got the shortened version now, so you won't have to be out there for 5 days playing one match.
What's the shortened version? Like 8 hours?
Yeah, a half a day, yeah. Something like that. A third of a day, yeah.
Okay.
It's too long for you. The NFL game is, you just double it up.
I don't mind the length of an NFL game. I just, with cricket, I mean, I have no idea what I'm watching.
Imagine if you doubled up an NFL game.
A lot of injuries. A lot of touchdowns.
It'd be a lot of fatigue. I don't know if the players would make it through. Yeah, well, we'll see what the United States, we got so many sports that we're good at. I don't know. Maybe we don't have the desire to just say, hey, you know, let's go ahead and be good at soccer and cricket. Nobody plays. It's not an everyday thing. You know what? Speaking of other sports, so Germany, they didn't medal because Serbia ended up with the bronze when it comes to basketball. And Dennis Schroeder, who in most cases is a starting level point guard in the league. Nobody's going to confuse him with a star. You know, he can certainly have his moments. He can average, I don't know, on a bad team. He could drop 17, 20, and, you know, 6-7 assists, 8 assists a game. He's going to have his moments. But in Germany, Schroeder is one of the guys. The Wagner brothers. And so he had an outstanding Olympics. And upon being eliminated, you know, looking at the landscape of basketball and how things have changed, Dennis Schroeder was asked about the difference between, you know, the American style of basketball and also the European style. And I don't know if he chose his words carefully. He tried to. But then he utilized the word IQ, and I don't know if that ticks some people off, but take a listen to what Dennis Schroeder had to say about European basketball being a more of a thinking man's game. Listen to this.
European basketball, I think, is the more, I got to be careful here. I think it's European basketball is no entertainment. It's straight IQ basketball, straight coaching, and really, really high IQ guys who know how to play the game. And Serbia, Greece, Spain, France, Germany. I mean, there's so many teams out there who knows how to play, who is athletic. And I think it's a lot of people from Europe in the NBA who make some noise. Slovenia with Luka Doncic, one of the best players in the world. Of course, I mean, the USA is one of the best leagues in the world, or is the best league in the world, but European, they come in for sure.
Did he tell a lie? I mean, but part of what he said is an insinuation that the NBA is entertainment and it is the best league. He had to walk a line. He was obviously trying to kind of bolster up the European style of basketball. And part of it, when you say, hey, it's no entertainment, it's kind of like, hey, NBA guys are just entertainment, but they don't use their brains. Kevin Durant had a response. Of course he did. after United States of America, you know, won their gold medals on Saturday, Kevin Durant shared a message online that basically said entertainment and IQ. Okay. Now, I can get an overall about what Schroeder is saying, because the reality is there's been a lot of players that grow up playing basketball in the United States of America now, whether it's through the AAU system or high school, that they utilize more of their athleticism, and it's less of a team game. Like, younger folks here in the States have to do a better job at learning how to play the game and not relying on athleticism, but trying to utilize more skill. How about this? Like, nobody would ever confuse James Harden with being a superb athlete. From an endurance standpoint, yes, but he's not going to get confused with, you know, Victor Wembanyama or even LeBron James or Russell Westbrook. Like, he utilizes skill. Ironically, James Harden years ago criticized Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's like, hey, we all can't be 7 feet tall and dunk. Some of us actually have to develop skill. And I can understand part of what he's saying, not in relation to Giannis, but it is true. Like, we need to do a better job in the United States of America of having ball players that can actually play and understand the game. That doesn't mean that they're not capable, but the game is taught differently when you go overseas. It's more aggressive. It's more physical. I've been fortunate enough to go see basketball and attend EuroLeague Final Fours in Berlin, and I've been to the Olympics and to watch the games. I've seen it. The game is different. And when you have players who come up in an American system, they're used to being the star. They're used to taking the shots. They're used to dribbling. They're used to ISO, ISO, ISO. When it's time to play a different style, they got to learn. And so I'm not mad at anything that Schroeder said. You know, if you want to apply that to some of the top pros, it doesn't. You know, tell me that LeBron James is a low IQ basketball player, and it's a moot point. It doesn't exist. But if you want to talk about the development, I think Schroeder certainly has a point. Hickey, what do you think about what he said?
I think technically, sure, he's right. And it's definitely like you see in the Europeans that come over in the draft into the NBA. They're much more technical. They're much more fundamental. And it is definitely more like a ball movement style versus a lot of what I think is fair, especially like I said, in AAU and younger leagues, where it is a lot of players, basically five guys all playing one-on-one. The only thing I'll say, it's not taking anything away from what he says, but I think the timing is a little poor. It does sound a little bit like sour grapes.
Hmm.
Like, just the timing of you lost and the league, you are clearly trying to undermine in some way the American Basketball Association or Team USA, and they just won the gold medal. I do think it sounds a little sour grapes. With the timing.
I think he was just answering a question. And he answered that question was before they played the game. So he just lost. And I think this was in between their games. Like, they had just lost to Serbia, who, by the way, Joker looked more happy winning what did he walk away? A bronze medal? He looked more happy winning that bronze than he gave a damn about anything with the Nuggets.
You're very right about that.
How much the Nuggets are paying him? 50 to 60 a year soon, right?
And he was singing on that bus.
That man, he loves this country and his horse is good for him.
He's ready to run home from the NBA Finals parade, but couldn't get enough of the bronze medal celebration.
If he doesn't enjoy playing for the Nuggets so much, he needs to send that money back. I guess the NBA money is financing his horse habit, right? Is that what it is? Horse habit? Is that a thing?
Isn't there like a term like, not horse hockey, but isn't that like some sort of
hockey?
Like
racing? Horse racing?
No. Like, you're just like, stop with that, you know, horse hockey. Like, it's like nonsense sort of thing. I got to look that up. I feel like that's some sort of saying that sounds a little close to what you're saying, but I think a horse habit works.
A horse crap? And that crap, there's another word for crap too. He needs to cut out the horse crap and, I don't know. He's playing in the NBA to fuel his horse habit, whatever that means. Yeah, we'll look it up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mark is calling from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Reshow. What's up, Mark?
Oh, hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I I wanted to talk about the Olympics. First, Jokic, I mean, the thing with him is the NBA, that's just a job. That's work. The Olympics is fun, man. All right.
Okay.
But just that's what I think. I think that's why he was so happy, you know.
Okay, all right. Look, a bronze medal better than nothing, so sure, right.
Yeah, it's better than nothing. I'm being a little facetious, but in terms of track and field, you were talking with the relay and everything like that. So I can tell you, and your Canadian, my fellow Canadian listeners will agree, like, we're elated with this Olympics. We're elated with this track and field. This isn't anything against the U.S. I mean, obviously, they weren't in the final. But, I mean, this was reminiscent of, 1996 in Atlanta, right? Like, so I just wanted to say, like, it's a huge deal. And also, we have the most medals ever in a non-boycotted Olympics. Non-boycotted? Yeah. So we're really proud. We're on top of the world. So good. I just wanted to get, yeah.
Shout outs to Canada, you and everybody else. I love you guys.
Here we go. Love you too. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. Yeah, you got to represent. When's the next time people are going to be able to, represent for their country on such a scale like this? You got to wait until, I guess we got the World. Hickey, the World Cup is in 2 years, man. 2 years.
That's right. 2 years here.
Damn. Wow. Yeah. Wow. I wish we had a good team. I wish we did.
Is there no chance between now and then we can get better?
Oh, come on.
Hey, they fired the coach. That's a start. Are they hired a new coach, by the way?
Berhalter, no. Everybody that they would want is just like, nah, no thanks. I'm retired. I don't want to do this. That's just, it stinks, man. I'm going to have to find another. I will root for America, right? I'm going to have to find a backup country to root for. Because rooting for the USA is just, it's like rooting for the, go ahead, name a team, Hickey. The Marlins, right?
All right, Embiid.
Rooting for Joel Embiid?
No, I'm calling you Joel Embiid.
You're calling me Joel Embiid for finding another team?
Because in your mind, Team USA is like Cameroon. Like, they're the backup. And, all right, let me find a front runner here that I can go for. All right, Team USA, let me get the gold medal. You're going to probably pick, I don't know, Germany, Spain.
Brazil. Yep, I will.
No shame in the game.
I will. I Messi will probably be done by then, so no Argentina. But Brazil is always pushing out the young guys. So, yeah, sure. And I'll root for this part of the hemisphere, right? Is this, no, hemisphere, is that north or south? No.
Yeah. Is northern hemisphere, southern hemisphere.
Well, this side of the earth, right? Is that better?
Are you saying you'll root for everyone at our latitude? Or are you saying
the
North
Americas.
America? Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, North, South, Central.
Yep.
Canada.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, not Canada's not winning. Yeah, no, come on now.
Well, they're technically part of the Americas, but
does Canada know what the World Cup is? They be getting busy.
Well, I mean, hey, they were getting busy cheating. They're at least trying.
Whoa.
Do you remember that? No.
Whoa.
With the drones?
What, from last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
they're trying. I mean, they're not very good, but they're trying at least.
They went to the Bill Belichick, Jim Harbaugh school of coaching, right?
We know what Bill's been doing this offseason. Keep him busy.
Yeah, Bill's been he's been getting ready for... getting ready for all those TV shows that he's going to be a part of.
That's
like,
right.
Four of them. Oh, man, I think he did an interview today. Was he on ESPN?
He was, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Belichick getting all warmed up for the regular season. First time not coaching in what, I don't know, 30-something years? Good for him. Hey, it's the JR Sport Re-Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get to more of your calls. How about this? Noah Lyles, he's gotten in trouble a little bit with the NBA for some of his criticism, NBA versus the world champs. How about there's an NFL player who has an issue with Noah Lyles? You heard me right, an NFL player. We'll talk more about that. I'll get to your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good. Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Right before we went to break, I told you that outside of NBA players, you know, and Team USA Basketball letting Noah Lyles know how they feel about him and how he feels about them being called world champs. Team USA Basketball said world champs now. And Noah Lyles, to his credit, there have been a lot of rumors over the past several days about, you know, him not showing love to the team and what have you, and declining a party for Anthony Edwards. He's debunked those rumors and congratulated the team. He also was seen out and about dancing, despite the last time we saw him publicly being, you know, carted, wheelchaired, you know, off of the track. We found out he had COVID, even though he ended up with the bronze in the 200-meter race. And he says he's been testing negative. And so, yeah, even a couple of days later, he's just outside partying. Live your life, I guess, right? 855-212-4227. And speaking of COVID, if you're interested, there's a book out coming out about Aaron Rodgers. And at one point in the book, Aaron Rodgers says he regrets a few years ago from not admitting that he wasn't vaccinated and by just saying he was immunized. A matter of fact, let's take a quick listen to Aaron Rodgers being asked about his status.
Are you vaccinated and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized.
Damn, that was in 2021. Hickey, time flies, man. It's 2024, man. Damn.
That does feel like yesterday. It is crazy that it was 3 years ago.
Oh, my God. And now he has a whole book out. So I don't know if the book is out yet, but I will not be reading it. It's about him and his family, relationships, the vaccination stuff. So if you ever wanted to know more about Aaron Rodgers than you ever have, go get the book. 855-212-4227. Kingfish is calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, JR and Ryan. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I had an interesting thing happen a couple of months ago. I was getting some tires at a tire shop in Bentonville, Arkansas, and this real tall young guy came in, and we got to talking. I could tell he was from Nigeria, and I said, you know, I said, you got to be pretty tall. Like, how tall are you? And he says, well, I'm 7 foot. And I said, do you play any basketball? And he says, yeah, I play over in Europe, in the European League. And we got to talk. Anyway, he explained exactly what you were talking about, and he said that over in Europe, that usually the parents will drop their kids off at these camps, and the parents leave, and the coach has total control, and they teach the kids everything. I mean, it's like they get so much stuff. And he said that in the United States, on the AAU, it's just the opposite. The parents are trying to hang around and to trying to work the coach to get their kids the shots and try to be the star. And what you said a while ago about, in the NBA, the Americans seem to rely on their athleticism more than listening to the coaching. And LeBron is a great example. I mean, he's a freak as far as being an athlete. There's nobody that has God-given you know, skilled like he was when he was born, but he's had a bad track record at, you know, I don't think he could play under Popovich. And so the thing is that if you notice all these Europeans that are stars right now in the league, that it is changing and they are learning how to play the game. And guys like Gilbert Arenas that don't like these Europeans coming over, I mean, they're here. I mean, it's like they're all stars.
And Gilbert Arenas, and thank you so much, Kingfish, for calling from Arkansas. I appreciate you. In the case of Gilbert Arenas, he's just talking to get attention. And every now and then we'll give it to him. But that's him as an overall. Now, the other part of what you said, you made quite a few points I want to respond to. LeBron couldn't play under Popovich. I think LeBron James could play under anybody if he needed to. Outside of, you know, oh, his power and this and that and what comes with him, LeBron James can go play and do whatever anywhere. It's been very intentional by Greg Popovich to bring in and have a lot of the players and talents that he has. And they've done an excellent job kind of recruiting talent over the past, you could say at this point, 25, 30 years. By the way, Greg Popovich fired a guy to give himself the head coaching job. And yeah, you're accurate. And you know, for anyone, Schroeder didn't say anything that's not well known. This is just what it is, brass tacks. I think anybody who's been in a basketball gym, anybody, I don't care what level, you've all seen a guy come in and just dribble, 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 left to right, behind his back, around his back, through his legs, up and round, dribble, 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 and then shoot the ball and then nothing happens. Okay, we've seen that guy. And I think we've all seen guys who just get in the gym, and you can call it an old man game, but it's efficient. Guy comes in, 1-2 dribble, pull up. Back to the basket, one hand, left hand, off the glass. Just it's efficiency. Like, you don't need to run around like a crazy person with the basketball. That ain't necessarily winning anything. And so that's what it is. Look at Jokic. Jokic does not – he ain't out there playing like Russell Westbrook. Not playing like Donovan Mitchell. And that's not to say Mitchell is not an all-star. He is. But when you look at the efficiency, Hickey, remember there was a stretch – what was it, like three games? I think this past season, maybe three or four games. It was like Jokic – what did he do? Missed like one shot over four games. Remember that?
It was a 59 out of 60. It was something insane. It was crazy.
That makes – and even at that level – makes no sense. And that just shows you the level of efficiency, because nobody's going to confuse him with the athleticism of Giannis or Westbrook or anybody. He just gets the job done. And that's using your brain. And that's the advantage. And in a lot of cases, you're going to use your brain or you're just going to use brutes or brute strength or athleticism. It don't work. I don't care. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And it's all enjoyable, but ultimately you just want to win. And if you got the basics and the fundamentals down, I think you got a better chance of having success later on. 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out. I'm going to tell you what NFL player has a problem with Noah Lyles. And then, of course, I'm going to share with you quite a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. You know, Noah Lyles, he's gotten a lot of flack about the whole world champs, NBA champs, and, you know, his situation walking away with the bronze last week. And I did tell you, and then COVID as well, and now he's outside partying. But I did tell you there is an NFL player who decided to call out Noah Lyles, even challenged him to a race. Ironically, it's Tyreek Hill. He was on Up and Adams. He was having a chat, and you can... You know, it's Tyreek Hill. I wouldn't take him too seriously, but this is what he had to say about Noah Lyles. You be the judge.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? Didn't he want to come out and pretend like he's sick? I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport, says like, come on, bro, like, just speak on what you know about, you know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like, by a lot?
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm gonna put on a COVID mask.
Oh my God.
And let him know I mean business, because I do mean business.
Sprinter Noah.
Okay, here we have it. You be the judge. It's just Tyreek Hill saying Tyreek Hill things. Now, let's be real. If you want to talk about basketball, basketball is an international game. Football ain't no international game. American football, I mean, they're trying to peddle it out to the rest of the world. We got a game in Brazil. We've had games in Mexico and Europe. People ain't rushing to play. Maybe, look, when the Olympics comes back here in 2028, we're going to have flag football. And we don't even know to what degree, you know, NFL players are going to participate. We will also have baseball, softball, lacrosse, and cricket. They're all coming back in the 2028 Olympics, you know, in the United States of America, in Los Angeles. Breakdancing will not be back. Don't hold your breath. 855-212-4227. Afi is calling from Canada. You're on the JR Sport Re Show. What's up, Afi?
Hey. Yeah, nice to finally talk to you.
Thank you.
I can't listen to you very much because I'm in Canada, and every time 570 News comes on, they're always from Jay's baseball, but whenever they put you on, I will listen to you.
Afi, you got me on speak. I could barely hear you. Give me your point. Go ahead, quick.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know how you have basketball, and your team is good? Our team is also good in basketball, but our team also sucks in soccer, just like yours.
Yeah, I know. I made that joke. I said, we made a joke about Canadian soccer. We made that joke. Yeah.
What I'm thinking is that you shouldn't be down about your American soccer, because We both are bad at that.
Yeah, we are bad. Yo, North America sucks. We need to combine our teams so we can suck together. Thank you, Afi.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Hickey, he called to tell me that his team sucks too.
We have a lot in common, I guess, with Canada.
Yeah, we do. We're too close, I guess. Andrew's calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
What's up? I don't know if you agree or disagree with this whole Steve Kerr backlash, but man, every time I log on to Twitter or one of my sports pages, Steve Kerr is taking a lot of heat. He took heat from Stephen A. Smith. Steve Kerr took heat from Kendrick Perkins, Charles Barkley, about not playing Jason Tatum. And if you watch some of those games, you know, that's another conversation.
To save some time, yes, we've talked about it quite a bit over the last week or so. I don't have no problem with it. You know, if you want to yell at Steve Kerr, here's the thing. If Steve Kerr throws him out there for 2 minutes, I mean, just for pity, Like, Jason Tatum doesn't want that as well. If anybody wants to have a beef, don't have no beef with Steve Kerr. Go have a beef with Grant Hill. I mean, Jason Tatum, if you think about it, this team, I guess, was constructed for Tatum to be insurance. Let's keep in mind, Kevin Durant didn't play in any of the exhibition games as he was dealing with the calf. And the first time that Kevin Durant played a basketball game, the man went out there and what, had like 18, 20 points in 13 minutes? He was almost perfect from the field. And right. So when you're playing behind LeBron and Kevin Durant, what are we supposed to do, just throw Tatum a bone just because he won a championship? The fact of the matter is when Tatum was out there, he was shooting bricks, okay? And Kevin Durant, regardless of his age, he was out there destroying it in limited time. And LeBron James is still the best guy in the damn tournament. So I'm not all that torn about his minutes and the fact that he didn't play. Maybe in the future they need to think about roster construction a little bit different. Maybe they want to have more Derek Whites and less Tatums. But the fact is, if Kevin Durant went down, would anybody be surprised? I think the answer is hell no. And Jason Tatum would have been the first dude out there getting all those minutes. So it's much to do about nothing. People are looking at the guy's resume and they go, oh, he should have played. And oh, Steve Curtis, and Steve Kerr's an idiot. Steve Kerr is not a stupid man, okay? He just decided to go with who he thought was going to win the game, and trying to give everybody minutes in a 40-minute basketball game ain't easy. And so I got no problem with it. Andrew, thank you so much for calling from Buffalo. Right now, this minute, this second, we don't know if Tatum's going to play in 2028, but I want to go back in time to a few things that happened this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is August 12th. The year is 2024. But if I go back to August 12th, 2007, there's a man named Tiger Woods. He won his fourth PGA championship. I want you to take a listen to some of these highlights, because this man won a major for the third straight season. And at this point, this was his 13th. Take a listen.
During Sunday's final round, Woody Austin made a charge with a string of birdies and nipped at Tiger's heels.
And no one can take the heat like Tiger Woods.
Woods bounced back from a bogey on 14 with birdie at 15.
Tiger Woods, two in front, three to go. Looking for lucky 13 here at the PGA Championship.
And then parred in to seal the win. Tiger took home the fourth Wanamaker trophy of his career and left trailing only Walter Hagen and Jack Nicklaus for the most PGA Championship victories of all time.
Well, damn it, let me tell you, we are a long way from Tiger Woods being good. That was 2007. He won another major in 08. He got, well, I'm not going to say lucky, in 2019. And that's been it. Let's go back to August 12, 2011, because that year, Tiger Woods, he missed the cut at the PGA Championship. That one was not so good. Tiger Woods reacts to missing out.
Got off to a great start today. I was 3 under early. I was having mechanical thoughts through those holes, and I figured I was 3 under. I can start letting it go now and just play by instinct and feel, and just screwed up my whole round. Not down. I'm really angry right now. So there's a lot of words I could use beyond that.
Yeah, man, he's cooked, man. It's been a long time. He is cooked. If you forget 2019, 2008, that's a long-ass time. It's 2024 right now. He's cooked. Anyway, let's go back to August 12th, the year 2012. Team USA, oh, they won some gold. They went out there and they beat Spain in London to get the gold. Listen to Kobe and Carmelo. Love it.
I feel great. I'm on cloud nine right now.
What does this mean for you, and what does this mean for the States?
Well, it's such a huge honor. You know, we worked so hard to try to bring the gold medals back to the United States, and you know, it's been a long journey for us, and we're just very honored to be here representing our country.
It's unexplainable, man. It's, you know, all our hard work has paid off since when we started back in Vegas, early July, and you know, today was a dogfight for us. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. We stuck together, and we persevered.
Man, that was one of the highlights of my professional and personal life. I spent 2 months out in London for the Olympics. 2 months. So shout outs to YouTube and Google. I spent 2 months out there. Was able to talk to Kobe and Carmelo and Usain Bolt and Pele. That was one of the highlights of my damn life. Congratulations, Team USA. And you know what? Much love to everybody who participated in the Olympics, regardless of what you walked away with. And, you know, good luck to all the Paralympic athletes who are going to be getting after it. Now it's their time. And we ain't all that much done with the Olympics. And so, yeah. Hickey, I'm going to give you a medal just because you're great.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a highlight of my life. I'll take that.
I'm going to get you one from the supermarket that, you know, comes. You put the quarter in and it comes out.
As long as it's gold, I won't complain.
It may not be. I don't even know. Gold colored, I guess?
That's true.
Gold color.
A hewish gold glow.
Did you hear Naja Houston, the skateboarder guy? He said his bronze medal was wearing off already.
Yes. Yeah. I guess they don't work well with skin.
I don't know. You think he probably went in the ocean. Come on, man. He went somewhere with that medal he wasn't supposed to go. That's just that's my assumption. I could be wrong. Anyway, we've had a great show. Hey, thank you to Antoine Staley from the New York Daily News. Joined us to talk about Hassan Reddick. The man wants a trade, hasn't even played a minute for the Jets. Bill Bender came through from the Sporting News to talk about the AP top 25 poll in college football. Alex Shapiro came by to talk about Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. He's from NBC Sports. If you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our guests, our listeners, our callers. There is no show without you. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm gone now. Don't miss me too much. Don't leave here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much to super producer and host, Olympic gold medalist, because I said so, Ryan Hickey.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.